People living near Fairchild Air Force Base say they're not worried by news they won't get a brand new fleet of Boeing-built Air Force refueling tankers. The Air Force made the announcement Wednesday following a process that pitted Spokane against other communities around the country. Jessica Robinson reports.
McConnell Air Force Base in Kansas got the nod to be the first to house the new KC-46A refueling tankers. That dismayed Washington Senator Patty Murray, who said she would press top Pentagon officials for an explanation. But just beyond Fairchild's perimeter, people in the town of Airway Heights don't see it as a make-or-break decision. Keisha Boats has family ties to the base, like many in town.
It would have been nice because it would have brought more military to the area, but Fairchild's got a pretty good hold on what they do here with survival training and the refuelers that they already have.
Across the street at the Cross Point Autoplex, Scott Kinsey often sells four-wheel drive cars and trucks to airmen new to the area.
I just hope that if they don't get the refueling situation, that something else comes up.
And in fact, Fairchild will have another shot at the next round of tankers. These were just the first 36 out of 179 the Pentagon plans to purchase from Boeing. I'm Jessica Robinson in Spokane.